Good evening, this is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service. That my name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Blueville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Blueville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Blueville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be this coming Tuesday, July 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Press, Northam Community Center, 106 Galler Street in Blueville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered mobile stations wishing to check in?
JC2WI Mobile.
Okay, good evening, Pete, KC2WI. Where are you headed, or probably on your way home?
Oh, I just left Irwin Park in Boonville. We had the end of the formal development run picnic here with the Towpath Truckers. I'm leaving with more food than I brought, which usually happens. That's good because I really kind of wound down stuff at the house because I've been gone. So I won't, I certainly have enough food for breakfast now and stuff like that. I went up to Lake Pleasant on, I don't remember. I went up to Lake Pleasant. I don't know why I went up there. If I just went up, I can't even remember. Anyway, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I don't know, whatever day, whenever. And to get out of the heat, beginning of the week, end of last week, I don't even remember what day I went now. I guess I was here Friday. It must have been Saturday. Anyway, of course, we had real heavy rain. You probably got that. I don't know, it was 2, 3 o'clock today. And after that, and of course, it was overcast. I did go out in the boat. We got the boat yesterday, put the boat in, and before the rain yesterday. So we finally got the boat in. And I did some computer work, picked up two computers. I hoped to get one dropped off, but I didn't quite make that. And, I took this microphone apart and put WD-40 in it. And I thought, oh my God, it's the push-to-talk stopped sticking. And by golly, that lasted about, the drive from Lake Pleasant to here. Anyway, it's mostly clear here. A couple minutes ago in Boonville, it looked like, and actually if I look in my rear view mirror, it's pretty dark to the south, but it's pretty clear to the north, northwest, so I don't know. But I think we're going to get more storms. I think that's what the forecast was, and it looks like that could happen. So anyway, Saturday morning, I'll be back up there. Radio communications for the Pacifico Lake Triathlon, and Monday night, hopefully I'll be able to go to the Hamilton County Amateur Radio Club meeting. If anybody's interested in coming up to help out with the triathlon, we can always use more people. And then after that, it's always the same day as the Pleasant Volunteer Fire Department has a community lunch, so everybody guys over there. And I'm hoping to get a couple guys and get the radios going in the, and we got our club has a ham radio stuff up there, and maybe do a little publicity and demonstration on Saturday. And if the weather's nice, a couple of us might go out and do set up a couple different spots to do the radar challenge. The July Radar Challenge, the Rapid Deployment Amateur Radio. You can Google that. There's a Radar America organization. It started by a guy in, I think it was a guy in South Africa. But anyway, so the idea with that is, you know, you make a few contacts and you move. And if you're driving, it's 5 kilometers. And if you're walking, it's 3 and whatever, I don't know. Anyway, that's what's going on here. It's kind of reasonably toasty here, even after the sun's gone down. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Well, it sounds like you had a pretty busy schedule and had a little fun in the process. Maybe slipped in there and kind of in the mix with getting other things done. Yeah, I'll tell you what, the rain came down pretty heavy for a while. It's been on and off all afternoon here, and then it cleared up and it looked good. And after dinner, I went down to the, maybe it was before, but anyway, went down to the garage to check on something. I had a fuel pump I wanted to make sure, electronic one, make sure it worked and so on. And what a first thing you know, I had to radio on in the background and I heard this roar and I looked out and it was just torrential downpour again. So that lasted another 10-15 minutes. Then it seemed to clear up. So yeah, the weather's been a little bit on the iffy side. You can really count on having a good day to be outside and not get involved with the rain. Okay, Pete. Well, safe trip home and glad you got some extra food there. I'll tell you what, that's always nice when you don't have to cook. All right. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any other portable battery-powered mobile stations wishing to check in? Hearing none, are there any EchoLink stations that would like to check in? Well, I guess the guys will be popping in sometime in a little while. Everybody's busy and out enjoying the evening, more than likely. All right, this is N5AOW. Take control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening.
KD2AIT. Jeff, how you doing? Good welcome call coming in. I haven't heard you in a while, but I've been busy too and I haven't been on the air, so I'm kind of guilty of that. I got too involved in a few things in the last few days. So what's new? What's going on your way?
Good evening. It's KD2AIT. Yeah, I've been real busy, you know. I didn't see Pete there. I was running up on the tow path. So I got back here right before the net. I ran a little over 4 miles. And I seen the cooler out there, the tow path checker cooler out there by the Moose River Road. The way back, I attempted, but I kept going. I wanted to get back. So I missed the last couple Sunday nets that I usually do. I just been busy. On last Sunday, we had the Boilermaker race. I ran that, which was a whole lot of fun. I've never run a race, period, so it's kind of neat to do that one, my first one, because that's a rather big one, and had a lot of fun. So, and then Sunday before, there was something else going on. Sunday before, I couldn't make the net either, so it's that time of year, everybody, I had a graduation party, so there's always something going on this time of year. So, anyway, doing a lot of work, and That's about it. So, KD2AIT, back to you, Bob.
Okay, Jeff. Well, always glad to hear you. I know. Boy, I'll tell you what, this time of year when the weather's good, I'm out and around and doing different things. And boy, I'll tell you what, you lose track of, hey, you know, the net's going to be on at 9. Seems like you always have something you're trying to enjoy or mixing it up with friends and doing whatever. So, you know, and that's what it's about. So you just got to get out there and enjoy it. And I'll tell you what, I grab hold of every doggone minute I can. I don't want them to run out anywhere near in the near future. So, okay, Jeff, have a good evening. Glad you enjoyed the day, and get a little break for yourself. You need it once in a while. All right, this is N5AOW. Looking for additional check-in. Okay, Pete, pick it up. A little scratchy on that, but it might be location. KC2WA.
Yeah, I'm just in Lions Falls here, so I think this is a bad spot. Should be getting better as I get out from behind the hill here. There is no meeting in July. We decided to cancel it because Danny's going to be doing security at the fair and the parade, and I don't remember, Hanley was going to be somewhere, and so we just decided to do away with the July meeting, so there's no July meeting. And I've been trying to get out and you know, before the summer's gone, which here it is the middle of July, but what's going on now is I'm getting emails and calls now that it's 2 weeks away from the deadline for getting Windows 10 free. You know, oh, geez, I better do that. One other piece of info, next Sunday, not Saturday, but Sunday, the 24th, is the Unica Hamfest at Deerfield Fire Department. So I'm looking forward to that. That's probably my only Hamfest. I'm looking forward to that. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, good info, and yeah, I wasn't aware of that, and I'm glad you mentioned it. I announced the meeting for this coming Tuesday. That lets everyone know it's canceled at that point. So, well, tell you what, I haven't been up on all the latest and greatest going on, so I'm glad you came on with that. All right, this is N5AOW. Anyone else care to check in? Well, I had one of those work fun days. I went down to the lake and looked at the deck and the dock and whatever, and it's had, in the shady areas, gotten greener and greener. It's kind of slippery. Well, when it gets wet, it's slippery. So I went at it with the pressure washer, and I've been 2 days on it. And I'm not, I'm probably about two-thirds done. I got some more time to go with some of the rest of it, and I'll have it cleaned up. But, you know, I wasn't going to do the whole thing, but doggone it, when you do a good portion of it, especially where the table and the chairs and everything are, you know, it looks like brand new wood again, and I thought, wow. So here you go, you know, you just find your way back into getting the rest of it done. But it was a great morning. You know, we had some rain in the morning a little bit, not anything too heavy, and then it cleared up for a bit. It was cloudy, and then the sun came out. I thought, great, maybe it's passed. But it wasn't going to let us go that easy. it's about, I think it's probably 1:32 o'clock for me. It got really dark and black, and then the rain came. So it was inside time, so I got a couple things done inside. All right. Well, that was it for me. I'll make a final call and see if anyone else would like to join us. This is N5AOW. Okay, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
KC2WI.
Pick it up, Pete. KC2WA.
Yeah, you parked right there. You're not on the windy side, but I went out this morning, maybe it was noon, I don't know. And boy, I'll tell you what, when I got onto the east side of the lake, it was just windy. It was not cold, but you know, it wasn't really hot, but, and it was overcast, and I said, oh, well, I went over the beach and walked around and jumped in the water, and I said, oh, there's no point in staying here, I might as well go back and get to work, it's cloudy, it's, you know, I got back to the house and the sun was out, but we didn't have any rain at all in the morning. It wasn't until afternoon, and it really came down, so, yeah, I don't know. It's really hard to say here. The farther north I go, the clearer it looks. But boy, if the weather is coming from the southwest, then I think we're going to get it. Because it's pretty kind of dark. There's a shelf cloud. It looks like a shelf cloud there with an overshooting top and the whole bit. Wow. I guess Skywarn paid off. Ha ha! It's classic. I'd say there's another thunderstorm coming here.
KC2WI. Okay, Pete. Yeah, I think we are. I got into it a little earlier, you know, when it was showing the radar moving through, but it's kind of hard to depict it where, you know, where we're located unless you can blow it up in proportion to what the topography, I think. Anyway, yeah, I think we're due. We're going to get some more because we got a bit darker than dark here just before the sunset, and I think it's moving up this way, and I think you're right, I think it's coming from the southwest. Okay, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net and return to frequency and a repeater in regular amateur use. I want to thank Pete, Jeff for checking in. All those that listen, 73. Have an excellent day tomorrow and a great night. And fly of AOW clear.
Good evening, this is KB2DXF, Matthew in Utica for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Doing a call up on the KC2 MBU repeater tonight, looking for stations that would like to check in with or without traffic, and all stations are welcome. This is Octum. This is Octum. This is Octum. Last call for Octum. Nothing heard, Katie 2DXF clear.